streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it down. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gonna make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. DJ Focus, tell him turn you up.
Yes, sir. Turn your radios right back up. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, and it's your girl Dice Gamble in the Bip, and checking right on in. Wake up, wake up. The fix is in. On one again on this Tiptoe Tuesday. Tiptoe Tuesday.
Wake on up. I know y'all was
all the way.
Woo, just sitting in that service yesterday. We had service yesterday. I feel like we took them to church a little bit yesterday, Dice. So we thank y'all. If y'all didn't tap in yesterday, y'all gonna need to wait till that thing hits the podcast or go over to holyculture.net
right and, now. It's playing.
Get that replay, because that thing was, whew, it ministered to my soul. I needed it. So sometimes y'all gonna act all bougie, but bless y'all life. I'm a work in progress. God Same. Is still working on me.
All the time. I feel sorry for him. I know he probably sick of me. I swear we just talked about this last week.
And I'll be like, we did. I do. I'll be like, we did. And I ain't there yet. I look right at him. I'm like, I ain't there yet. And you steal my pops. You said you never leave or forsake. I need.
Right now.
We thank y'all for waking up with us, though. Another blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But when I tell y'all, y'all just need to strap up and get ready to go out and be great today, kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
This is another day you can go out and show the love of Christ. This is another day you can just do a kind act. And shouts out to all the kingdom marriages. You know, y'all just, you know, loving on each other. And
kingdom
make
marriage.
Sure the kingdom marriages. Kingdom just loving on marriage. Each other early. It's something about touching it and grin early into mountain dice. Somebody told me.
Hopefully it was your wife that told you.
No. It wasn't my wife. I don't know. Somebody just told me. It's one of those things early into mountain. Early into mountain. Just touching it and grin and being in one accord. That's all. I just want.
Don't be late for work. Just listen.
No. You get up early. Okay. You don't be late.
Get up early, guys.
You know, I prefer a middle of the night. I'm just pray for me.
What's your heart?
I'll be walking in the middle of the night, like, whoa, Lord, what did I walk into? Thank you, Lord.
Night,
hallelujah.
Night
the night walker. Please pray over your babies too as well. Please pray over your babies. Everybody who has kids, I know y'all getting up and getting them ready for school. Please lay hands on them. Pray over them. Mm-hmm. Intercede over them. Listen, they took prayer out of the schools, y'all, for most of them. Unless you go to a Christian school. If you go to a Christian school,
y'all praying. These Christian schools is holding it down. They're like, we will be having prayer. I'm sending you to the counselor's office for prayer. I love it. Yeah. And, you know, it's beneficial. And I think the world starts spinning out of control when we took prayer out of schools. I honestly do. That meditation in the morning really helped children, especially those children who were not getting any type of recentering at the house. So say what you want to say. I really think that was a horrible choice for us. I understand, you know, respecting people's rights. But, you know, it could just been like, hey, if your kid don't want to pray, they can go sit over there. But these
I'm in full agreement. Yes.
Yeah,
they're about to pray. Yes.
They're about to pray.
You know something else that was very youthful? And I know some people are up in the air because of everything that's going on. Pledge of Allegiance. I remember we prayed and then we said the Pledge of Allegiance. You know what the Pledge of Allegiance did? It made you a responsible citizen. It made you want to look up to somebody and be somebody in life.
Yeah.
So you started off in homeroom the right way. yeah. before you even went to any of your classes. So yeah, shouts out to all the educators out there. I feel like y'all should petition and bring it back.
Bring it back.
Prayer school.
I love it. Yeah. Double dog dare you. Triple dog is focus there. Triple double dog dare you. Bring it back.
Triple dub dog dare you. Shouts out to all my Christmas story lovers. Classic Christmas movie. Let's be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf. I hate meatloaf.
I know, right?
We thank y'all for waking up with us another blessed day. Mm-hmm. And we got a fun packed show for them, don't we, Dice, when you talk about this real talk topic that we're going to get in today. Mm-hmm. I know, yesterday, we just wanted to talk about, have you had those desert experiences in your faith? So today I thought it was only right. We might as well go right in. So, we're going to start y'all week off the right way. It's Tiptoe Tuesday. We're going to talk about it, Dice, embracing spiritual pruning.
Because it's something nobody wants to do. Okay, nobody wants to embrace it. Nobody likes pruning. Nobody likes to get cut. Nobody likes to get cut off. Nobody likes for stuff to, to see stuff die. I mean, it's a process, but spiritually we got to do it. I mean, this is the whole vibe. So if we want to grow, and growing is the commandment, we got to grow. That's the goal. We are to grow and get better. We have to be pruned. So how are you in that season of spiritual pruning? And do you accept it or do you reject it? Do you even, embrace it? And do you know what comes after it? So we're going to have a great discussion today about this spiritual pruning. So shout out to all the gardeners out there. Okay. And you know what? I don't think farmers get enough love, folks. We're going to talk about this. We need to create a show for this one because farmers do not get enough love. Farmers know about pruning. Like, they are locked in. So, but anyway, spiritual pruning is going down today. Get your notebook out. I hope y'all got the fixed notebooks. We might have to go ahead and hook them up, focus, and make them some. But y'all need notes. You need to be taking notes.
No, you already got them, don't you?
Yeah, I got notebooks on my site, chhuniversity.com. You can go get a CHH notebook. Like, you can go get your notebooks.
Go get your notebooks from Dice. You just said it, CHH University. Yeah, I ain't making no notebooks. So, yeah, Dice already got them. Ain't no need to make them. Dice selling notebooks. Go buy them. Go support my sis. I'm trying to reinvent it for? Yeah, you got them already.
I really hope they are taking notes. I mean, honestly, when we sit here and we're having these discussions back and forth, I know Focus keeps notes. I've been keeping notes my whole life from church, from whatever ministry event, or even just if somebody's pouring into my life, I always take notes. So, it's easy when we're having these conversations. Typically, you can just search inside your computer or your phone and we're like, man, yeah, I got some notes about that, and then we pull up our notes and we have some great dialogue. So I'm just encouraging somebody out there to take some notes either on paper or put them in your notes on your phone, because trust me, one day you're going to need them notes.
What
was they talking about spiritual pruning? Yeah, pull your notes up. Go pull up your notes. It'll bless you.
And that's why a lot of y'all need to be. So you know why me and Dice both have notes and we know about taking notes. It's because we are part of a community called a church. And when you go to a church on regular, you have Bible studies, you have life groups.
That's right.
So you have to start writing things down, because you know what happens. Your lifestyle changes a little bit. I just think it's a part of the sanctification process. I mean, you want to change, but you don't want to change, but you don't want to know. So what you gonna do? So, I just I don't get. We do everything else. If you're at work, for everybody going to work this morning, looking to be that director, looking to be that supervisor, looking to be that lead, or you take notes for that. Ooh. Oh, you know how to do that job every day. But your spiritual walk ain't that important that you don't think you should take notes on how to make sure you stay aligned with what Jesus is trying to teach you. I just don't understand.
Rebuke and the correction is here. Rebuke and correction say good morning.
Wake up.
Pretty much. Jeez.
Yeah, we good. No, we good. I just try to fit. And again, I'm talking from experience, because I used to be one of them. So again, don't think I'm just trying to be hard on y'all for no reason. I didn't change my life and start switching stuff around to almost 30. So I hate that I missed out on probably every bit of at least 15 good years. I would say about 15, 16. I wish I did know Jesus when I was 15, 16 for real. I seriously wish I did. I wouldn't have made a lot of these mistakes made.
I know we got a hater out there right now talking about why are they talking about taking notes. But I'll be honest with you, Proverbs 3, verse 1 and Proverbs 7, verse 1 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Write them where? Up on the table of thine heart." So it's like your note-taking habit, you know, it could actually maybe bless you or somebody else one day. So yeah, take some notes now. All right. We tiptoe right on into that.
Our spiritual detox hit different today. We're going to get our brother from the DMV on. Shouts out to everybody out in Washington. Everybody out there. Listen, CHH and Gospel Rap is out there. And we're going to get one of the coldest from the area out there. Our brother Ray Duggar on the
line.
Let's
go, Ray. Listen, Ray going to give you that work, too. And shout out to Ray. Listen, one thing, and here's the deal, and I know we're not going to talk about it today concerning, you know, his little fiasco, but I want to bring it up personally that when people learn about who you are and the changes you've made in your life and you trying to take this word of God into different places, sometimes they'll try to hem you up, you know, but to God be the glory, you know, some people try to hem my brother up, but they had to let him go. Hell of them going. That's all I'm gonna say. So yeah, you need to keep it locked in for Ray Duggar. Because he has something special for you today. In your notebook, you're gonna write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna write
Please
that down.
Write it down. Please write it down. Take some notes.
And you can go watch his Vice interview too. Focus and I, we have Christians on here, but it's some thugs up on here. It's some people that have done some things, you know what I'm saying? They done been in jail, they maybe done killed somebody, like they have lived a life. And so for those of you who are like, why would I even want to listen to Ray Duggar? Well, go ahead and Google Ray Duggar and then go watch one of his Vice interviews and then, you know, click back on the app and come back on over here and listen to the exclusive interview, because you're going to understand the power of God when you do that. Okay. Tip-toe Tuesday.
That's real.
Right here.
Of course, we know Dice got that quick fix coming as well. Shouts out to our brother Justin Adams. He'll have that Faith and Sports Report, as well as, you know, Dice got that News in 90. So listen, strap up, 4 hours, laughter, entertainment. Listen, real conversation, and listen, spiritual maturity. That's what we talking about this year. We on business for that. It's for all y'all on business. Get some spiritual growth this year. Be on business about that. We love you.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. Famous photographer John Rankin Waddell is making headlines with one of his latest photography projects. In order to support women's health issues, his latest campaign for the Acid Survivors Trust International is where he uses images in his book, Tear Couture. This aims to bring attention to the continued risk of acid attacks. Acid attack survivor Patricia LaFranc is photographed on the cover. This book also contains a reality experience where you can listen to the survivors' testimonies. For more information, go to rankinphoto.co.uk. Are you working on a restoration project, a community project, or planting trees in your neighborhood? Well, the National Wildlife Federation does provide free trees or reimbursement for trees for those who are partnering in the planet. If you plan to care for the trees after planting, the National Wildlife Federation may have exactly what you need. NWF works with state affiliates, community wildlife habitat programs, and schoolyard programs across the country. If you're interested in planting or seeing how your group or organization can work with the National Wildlife Federation, email trees@nwf.org today. And for those of you who do live in a colder climate this winter, make sure your vehicle and you are prepared for any changes in weather. Flashlights, first aid kits, brakes up to par, your oil changed, your gas tank full of fuel will help you to be better prepared in just in case of any emergency. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
New videos, music, articles, devos, and more. Stay connected. Get the app now so you don't miss a thing. Visit holyculture.net.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your DeFix Faith and Sports Report. The Detroit Lions signed former Philadelphia Eagles and Arizona Cardinals tight end Zach Ertz yesterday. The 11-year vet and 3-time Pro Bowler will be on the practice squad, and if everything goes well, Ertz could be activated to the active roster in the NFC Championship game as the Lions take on the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. Now, Ertz has never been shy about his faith in Jesus Christ, and I saw it firsthand. fan. In the week leading up to Super Bowl 52 in 2018, I interviewed Zach Ertz and we talked about when Jesus became real to him and how he grew together in his faith with his wife, former U.S. women's soccer star and two-time World Cup winner, Julie Ertz.
How important is it for you to use your platform to glorify God?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Our number one goal on this earth is to make disciples. That's the only job that we are pretty much, we want to do. So faith in football this Sunday is huge. This is a platform that we have to draw people to the Word, to Jesus. It's something that we don't take for granted by any means. It's obviously responsibility, but we love that. We want to draw people to Christ. The football Sunday thing is going to be great for the world, hopefully. And yeah, it's fun.
When did Jesus become real to you, especially football Sunday?
Yeah. I always knew Jesus. I always knew who he was, but I didn't have the relationship like I do now. It was kind of last year. I was going through some things during the season. I would always be really high if I had a great game and really low if we lost and I had a bad game. Whereas I would see guys in the locker room like Carson, Trey Burton, Jordan Hicks, Jordan Matthews when he was on the team, that would always remain even keeled. And I was pretty much envious of them. So they kind of continue to push me in ways to grow in my faith. I got baptized this past off season in California before my wedding with our pastor that did the wedding. So last March is when I truly dedicated my life, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, the faith from the locker room and now at home with Julie. How are you able to, you both are able to grow together in Christ now?
Yeah, I mean, being the head of the household, the foundation of our marriage is built on the Word. Anytime you're able to build something with that strong foundation, you're not going to be easily swayed. So that's kind of the thing that we strive for, because the distance that we have to work through is extremely difficult. It could pull you in ways that is extremely tough, or it's extremely strenuous on a relationship. So being able to be rooted in the Word and hold each other accountable to something much bigger than the two of us allows us to have an incredible marriage.
Last one for me, this has been a crazy week all the way around, but how have you been able to be consistent in your faith during this wacky week?
Yeah, I mean, I think the seeds were sown a long time ago. I was able to prepare myself for this week because I've been in the Word throughout the past year, growing in my faith. Obviously, having teammates to push me each and every day is a huge reason I'm able to be accountable to them, and they're able to be accountable to me too. We're never going to let each other slip, and that's why I love being on this team and being around those guys.
Thanks to Sports Spectrum for the clip. Also, the Eagles were able to defeat the New England Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your DeFix Faith and Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble.
Welcome back. Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into DeFix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Time for our spiritual detox. And listen, we got our brother on, man. I know he's been making a lot of great music, and he's been moving and shaking. He's been stirring up some things, man, in the kingdom, man. He's been doing a little bit of things on social media, man. He's been doing more performances. So, yeah, we're excited to have him on and talk about everything dope he got new going on. Our brother, Ray Duggar, what's going on, bro?
What's happening, man? God is good. I'm here. Praise God.
Yeah, you had us nervous. So you had us nervous, bro.
Man, listen, they had me nervous. I'm in there sweating, man. I'm having flashbacks and everything. It was crazy.
Listen, for those who don't know, man, fill people in on what your last week, your last few days have been, bro.
Man, I really had like a challenging time these last few days. Took a trip out Canada, crossing the border, you know, to enjoy the Niagara Falls with the wife. We got some ministry stuff coming up, so we wanted to kind of spend time with God away from all the noise, you know, and just be somewhere we can be, you know, a little quiet and just be with the Lord. And then I hit the border, and they slick too. I hit the border, and so they take me and my wife passport. So they asking some questions, normal questions, it felt like in the beginning. And then it was like, all right, pull over, right to the side over there. So I'm like, I'm watching everybody else keep going. I'm like, okay, they telling me pull over. They telling everybody else, like, everybody just driving past. So I literally said to my wife, I said, hey, babe, like, everybody, like, why ain't nobody else coming over here? Like, this can't be, like, the process, the routine. I'm like, is everybody else leaving? And so, you know, the lady come out. She was like, okay, here go your IDs. your passport. She was like, you know, have a safe trip. So I'm like, all right, cool. And then it was a guy came running out behind her, running out, and was like, no, give me your IDs. Give me both of your IDs. So we like, uh-oh. Going, already knew what time it was. I'm like, man, they must have did the background, and they came back that, you know, I was convicted, especially a murder. They came back, so they pulled me out. They told my wife, she tried to get out with me. They was like, nah, you stay right here. He's like, nah, you stay right here. So, but she came in anyway. The lady let her come in. And they basically tried to detain me and lock me up and keep me over in Canada to see a judge. So I'm like, what am I being detained for? For having a past? Like, for having a criminal record in the U.S.? Like, how y'all trying to lock me up for something I did time for? That don't even make sense. Like, I finished my time. I did what I did. I finished my time. And I got my passport, obviously, like, I was clear to have a passport to go anywhere I want. I was clear. They do a background check for that. So even if they have personal laws that they go by, like, but why are you trying to detain me? I can see if you was like, ah, I apologize, but you're not able to come in. They like, we trying to figure out if we're going to hold you to see a judge. I'm like, for what? I'm like, in Canada, like, like, why you trying to lock me up? Do you get some money off of me or something like that? No, so I was quiet. I ain't say none of those things. I'm bluffing real hard like I said those things. I ain't say none of that. I was quiet. But this is what I was thinking in my head.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my wife. And I started to cry a little bit because I ain't gonna lie, you know. I cried because it just all these flashbacks came back, like, you know, being in processing when I got locked up and, you know, facing that life sentence for those who seen my testimony. And it just all came back as officers everywhere. And it ain't helped that they was mean. You know what I'm saying? They was like disrespectful. Everybody. The lady told my wife, can you turn your phone down? It's too loud. I don't want to hear your conversation. Like, it was just, she was on the phone with the hotel people. It was just like a horrible experience. It was horrible. And then the guy called me back to the desk after I was waiting over an hour. Just, I'm watching people come and leave, come and leave. And I'm still sitting there. I believe the angels of the Lord was like working for me, like moving, because they was really trying to hold me. They was really trying to lock me up and keep me over here for whatever reason. And then he came back and was like, listen, we're supposed to keep you, you know, until you get a court date for a judge. But we believe that you didn't know the policies and the rules. So if you see on the top of this paper, it say allowed to leave. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, I'm allowed to leave. Like, you can't keep me. Like, what is your laws to keep me? Anybody that got a charge that come over to Canada, would you just lock them up for having a past charge? Like, would you just keep them? You know, I don't understand it. It literally said on the paperwork, allowed to leave. Like, if you made a last-minute decision to say, you know, all right, we're just going to let you go and not keep you. Like, y'all making y'all own rules over here. Man, it was bad. It was horrible. It was horrible. It was bad. So, when they let me go, we just went back on the U.S. side. Still enjoy Niagara Falls, but we was like, man, bump Canada. we was like, bump that, man. But I know one thing, you know, God called me to the nations, so Canada just going to be one of them ones that, you know, God going to put under my feet sooner or later. Watch, you're going to see, I'm going to be posting soon, and I'm going to be over there, watch, preaching the gospel. You see, watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, man, I don't even know what to say. That's insane. I hate that happened to you and your family, you know, and yes, we all do know your story. And I really cannot wait, like you said, until you have an opportunity to even use that particular instance as, yeah, but God, you know what I'm saying? The enemy doesn't get to keep you, you know, away from Canada. And in my mind, I'm sitting here like, bruh, I think that's a good way to get back over there. Obviously, some people need to hear your story, you know what I'm saying? It's a very powerful one. So I'm just glad to have you back. I was panicking. I got on here. I was like, focus. They came home, my brother. He was like, what? He was like, let me make a phone call. What? Like, even he jumped in. He was like, no, we're not doing this. This is not what we do.
Nah, it was really unjust. They was treating me super unjust. Like, no explanations, no nothing. Mm. And my wife, like, she be on things. I be trying to keep, like, a muzzle on her. You know what I'm saying? Because she like, she like my personal pit bull. Like, if I need to unleash her, she gonna get with you. Yeah. But like, I be trying to like, all right, not right now. Like, I be trying. Because she was like, she was sitting there wanting to like, ask certain questions and, you know what I'm saying, get to the bottom of why they was just treating us that way. But something in the spirit, I was like, nah, babe, like, just chill. I sensed something happening in the spirit.
Yeah.
Like, God is moving. God is working. And it just would have took that one thing for us to say something and do something. You know, the Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he make his enemies, even his enemies, be at peace with him. So I was like, man, let's just sit here, be quiet. Don't say nothing. All this stuff coming against us, people mean, people fussing with her, getting disrespectful with her, the guy being rude to me, threatening me with prison time. I'm like, huh? Right? But I was like, let's just be quiet. It took over an hour, but then God got the glory. They was like, all right, we're going to let you leave.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Listen,
I know,
she stay
right?
focused. Dice Gamble, we got to go to a quick break. We got Ray Duggar on. We coming back with more. Keep it locked. You tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Submissions are always open for artists. And we are not hard to find. Holyculture.net/submissions.
And we back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. We still got our brother Ray Duggar on. So come on, Ray. Yeah. I know you got some new bangers, man, out here, man. Let's talk about this music. What you working on? What you cooking up, man, for 2024? What can the people expect from you?
Listen, if for those who know, when I do the Paradise to Paradise, when I talk about how I grew up, where I came from, expect that out. I did number one, number two. It's time for number three. It's time for a three-peat. Paradise to Paradise, volume three, dropping first quarter of the year. The third quarter of this year, I had dropped two EPs in 1 week. Go check them out, For You Only, with my brother Jay Griffin. And then I did another EP with Rick Rogers, Still Save. You know, hot singles on theirs already. And No Effort, go check that out, man. They jam into that, blowing it up real good. And I'm in album mode, too.
Let's go.
I'm in album mode, so I'm being real chill about it, though, because I got a lot. I got a lot to talk about. Y'all going to learn some more about Ray Duggar. I'm telling you, you're going to be like, whoa, wait a second. So I'm in album mode. You know, when you get in album mode, you got to chill. You can't be on social. You can't be
right.
Much. Like, because it's a lot of, like, your personal life, a lot of things that's really touching for you. You know, when I get in album mode, I ain't trying to really turn up too much. I'm trying to really, like, lock in and, like, let you know something, learn something, see something, reveal things, right? Expose stuff. So that's the mode I'm in for 2024. So, yeah, we jamming.
No, that's fire. Talk about that. Those collaborations, though, especially Rick Rogers. What's your thought process when you want to collab with somebody and do an EP? Like, you know, how are you selecting, you know, these different dope artists to do music with?
So I ain't gonna lie, y'all. If y'all don't even hear really, y'all got no features for real. People be asking me that all the time. They be like, Ray, like, what's wrong with you, man? You be doing no features with nobody. And it's not that, like, I don't be making connections, but you know, like, if you think about it, ask yourself this question: how many DC artists do Christian artists? Are they really that got features with people? Really nobody, right? So it's like, cause over here, it's like, we like an island, like we really trying to survive, you know, and like make it out or whatever. But, you know, when you got people in Miami, you got people in Atlanta, you got Detroit, everybody, like they got their groups of Christians that rap and stuff like that. But out here, it's like we just trying to hold it on. We trying to keep Christian music just alive out here. It's not thriving like that. So I'm just trying to keep it alive for real. So people don't be really like gauging this way. And I felt like one time I had a conversation with God and he was like, you know, just push, just trust me, just stay consistent. It's not that I don't do features or, you know, I don't want to work with people, because I do. But it's like, God is like, I need you to like take over the DMV in a way, first of all, with the word. I need my glory back here first. That's why you see me doing conferences and doing deliverances and just bringing the glory back here. I don't want it to be about the music. You know what I'm saying? God don't want it to be about just the music. Or whatever. He want to establish his name in this area, right? From the word, for his glory, for freedom, for deliverance. Then watch what happened with the music after that. It's going to be crazy. People going to be like looking for like where the next artist from DC at. Like, I'm telling you. So, but with Rogers, that's my brother. Like, yeah, that's my brother. Like, that's my bro. So that was just a no brainer. I actually, when my documentary released, I drove to his house to watch it with him. Like when it premiered. And he was in the studio, so I was like, let's just do like 5-6 songs before I leave. And I left, and that was it. It was one session. We did 6 songs. We did 5 songs in 1. We did 6. But one, he kept for himself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at him about that offline.
Yeah.
He kept that one for himself. He did. I was like, all right, that's cool. Okay. He kept that for himself. So we ended up putting 5 of them on there. And then we just dropped it, just like a quick drop. Like, we just dropped that joint. So that's my brother, though. He jammed. He just dropped with Karen the Light.
Yeah. Ooh, them
that joint going crazy. The song with his son. That joint. It's not season yet. That joint going crazy. But yeah, that's it though.
All right, cool. Listen, call me when you're in album mode, bro. You ain't out there alone, bro. You're not alone. You're not. Call your sis. Call your big sis.
All right, let's get it. Let's work.
Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You said nothing.
Yeah, so you know, I got to ask you because I know you very vocal about this genre. We got Christian hip hop subgenre. You're very vocal about hip hop. Period. Come on, let's talk about it.
Don't get me in trouble, man.
It's called. Listen, it's called the fix. It's called the fix.
All right, let's fix some things.
Yeah,
man.
Let's fix some things.
Go ahead, buddy.
give your thoughts. Give your thoughts and opinions. We're celebrating 50 years of hip hop this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where do you think we are overall? And we're talking about all of hip hop. 50 years of it. Where do you think the state of hip hop culture is in 50 years?
Oh man, I think 50 years, I think it is what it is. It's the halfway point, right? You know how like you driving down like a highway and you heading somewhere, you taking a trip, and then things start looking strange. You like, I think I'm going the wrong way. Like, and then you start looking, check your GPS, you make a text, and you're like, am I supposed to blah, blah, blah? They like, nah. They like, dang, I missed my turn. Yeah, you like, I'm already halfway down the road. You got to turn around. So what I think is happening right now, I think we're in a good spot because how hip-hop started, what it evolved into, where we at now, as far as all genres, right? I think this is literally a halfway point where what was once accepted. Well, let me say it like this. Hip-hop used to be a place where it had to be a certain way, look a certain way, feel a certain way, right? But now it's like, now it's just about you and your confidence in what you put out. It's just about confidence. That's it. You don't have to look, sound, or do nothing. As long as people can see you mean what you say, you're confident, and they can kind of rock with you, right? You'll have supporters. But what I do think is happening in this time, as I can see, is that there was an era, maybe like a few years ago, where it started to like go back to a certain way, a certain sound. Like if you didn't have that Migos sound or that, you know, a certain like way your cadence was or a certain style of beats, then, you know, you wasn't accepted. So everybody had the same song sounding the same way, right? Mm. And then now it's coming back to like, you know, your individuality, your personal convictions, your personal expressions, and it's turning back around. It's, you know, being acceptable. I do think that there's some weird stuff going on, some wild stuff, but I think it'll work itself out. They'll have, you know, their people who rock with them, and you know, praise God for that. But yeah.
Who is them? Who is? I'm trying to figure out. Dice, you see how you try to scan around that? I'm like, who is them?
Who's them?
Who? Mike Jones.
Don't fall for it, Ray. Don't fall for it, Ray. Don't let him look away, Ray. Don't do it.
Safe.
Yeah, you gotta stay safe. Stay safe, bro.
Yeah, man. But it's basically, I'll say it like this. I'll give a little context, though. It's just the people who are making music that's having an agenda.
That's good.
Right? They have an agenda to be accepted, you know, even when it comes to like music, and they don't care what their message is as long as they believe they're going to be received because of a certain agenda, right? So they putting it out there, and yeah, that's not it. Like, keep that in the shower. Like, don't put that on.
Don't put that out.
Yeah, don't put that on the streams, man. Keep that in the shower to yourself. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we absolutely can read between those lines.
Nobody needs that. Like, what's the point of that? Like, go on social media and talk about it. You don't gotta make music. Like, that's music is supposed to be something that, you know, gets people through things, you know what I'm saying? Put people in a certain space to focus or like be confident, not to. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good. Appreciate you sharing that. Appreciate you sharing that. I'm going to get you out of here after this question, man. I do want to know, man, if you are you or would you consider working and helping in some form of prison reform in the future? Mm. Is that something that's on your radar of just going and empowering and going to prisons and speaking and giving your testimony and trying to encourage, incarcerated men once they get out that they can change their life around? It doesn't matter what their situation was then.
Nah, yeah, of course. I'm already a part of we got a campaign that me and my brother Brandon doing called Finally Free, right?
Good.
No, change the name. I apologize. That was the first name. It's called Forever Free.
Okay.
Yeah, Forever Free. But guess what? They be denying me. They be denying me coming in. They be denying me into the meetings and stuff like that. They be like, so we pushing. So keep that in prayer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, certain places I have been going and allowed to go, but for the most part, they've been kind of putting up a block and a barrier. But as far as, like, in general, like, connecting with, like, making it political and stuff, I'm not really quite sure because I will literally sit and I need to do a lot of research on these agendas, because even when it comes to certain agendas like COVID or, like, a lot of different things, right? Black Lives Matter, you really got to, like, go deep and see, like, what is it really about? Who's behind it? To know if it's something pure that people are really trying to make a change with, or if it's somebody behind it that's pushing this, agenda. Because yeah. I ain't with that, man. I come from a place where I can't get involved with that stuff, man. Yeah. I don't have time for that. I'm not with that. So I would leave that. If prison reform and people behind that is, like, trying to push something and push, an agenda, and it's not about its purest form and really trying to, help people, like, nah, yeah. You won't make me the face of anything, because the testimony went viral. People be reaching out. So if somebody get wind and want me to be a part of their organization or their platform or whatever they got going on, like, I'm not quick to just be like, yeah, sure, of course, like, come on, let's go. No, like, we need to do some research. I need to know who you are, who you're working with, who's behind you.
We appreciate you rocking with us, Ray, man. Keep it locked. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Real conversations from real, imperfect people in pursuit of a perfect God. Let's jump into today's Real Talk topic.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. It's time to get real in these streets. We thank y'all for, tapping in today. It's another blessed day. And
it is.
We got one for him today, don't we, Dice? We got a topic for him today, huh?
I'm surprised you didn't say strap up, because here we go. Like, no, man, we're going to talk about embracing spiritual pruning today. So we're going to talk about how, we get pruned spiritually, where some things are cut off, in the spirit realm. I mean, everybody knows about pruning in the natural realm. Yes. Focus, have me cracking up. Yes. I mean, for things to grow, it's better to be cut. Make sure I give everybody this analogy then. Instead of plants, it's the same thing with hair. You want your hair to grow, cut the edges. Some girls go to the shop and they're like, I don't want you to trim me up. No, sis, I need to trim you, because your hair splits from the ends. So we got to stop your hair from splitting from the bottom, and a lot of chicks just want the length. And it's like, but you want the health. You don't just want the length. You want it to be nourished. And the same thing with plants. Like, that's another reason why we prune a plant back, is so that the nourishment will go to where it needs to go. And then if there's a part of this plant that's not growing, you definitely need to prune that off. It's taking the energy. So some things need to die, man. We got some things that are just, not tapped in the ways they need to be tapped in. But from a scripture standpoint, you got John 15:2 here. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes it so it'll even have more fruit. It's a necessary piece of life. God made plants that way, and obviously spiritually he made us that way. Some things that gotta go. So we're gonna walk down this road today. God bless y'all. Thanks for always tuning in early in the morning. But yeah, today, once again, we're trying to get you right for the year. I really just feel like there's just some blessings that some people are going to receive, but the only way they're going to get it is they're going to have to be pruned. So, yeah. And it's not a punishment. It's to help you grow.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of people don't think of it that way, but you're absolutely right. It is. Listen, this is hard for a lot of people, and because they fight it, and they don't want to go through everything you need to go through in the pruning process, because it's a process. I know you brought up something when you talk about cutting off the branches.
Yeah.
I think God does a good job when you allow Him to come into your life and remove unproductive things out of your life. I think that's when God is testing you, saying, okay, if this is not bearing any fruit, listen, we need to remove it. And a lot of people, you know, because listen, what's that word they always say? I feel like I feel like I should be there. I feel like I should be with her. I feel like I should be with him. No. I feel like I got to stay in this circle, even though I know I need to be out of this circle, because this circle is not doing me any good. That's the part where you got to let God be God and let him to cut them things off. If it ain't bearing fruit, get up out that thing. So that's why I think a lot of people wrestle, because yes, we are creatures of habit, but also creatures that want to do what we want to do. And that's the real thing. While you talk about, we talked about it last week, lukewarm Christians and
very lukewarm. But you know what? They better be on fire now, because we definitely dropped that talk on them.
It was good too.
Yeah, it was good. And God is tired. Okay. And that's why I said, those are red letters. Jesus said, I'm sick of you. Right. I'm sick of you. Like, hot or cold, pick one and let's get to stepping, because y'all doing the most and you're wasting a lot of time. But let's think about this pruning process, real quick here. It's to bear more fruit.
Yes.
So you got to stop taking it personal. And it's the fear of missing out. That's why people don't want to prune spiritually. I don't want to let go of, like you said, this person I'm in a entanglement with, or I don't want to let go of this particular eating habit, or I don't want to let go of not managing my finances, or I don't want to let go of not sowing my seed or tithes or first fruit, like our offering. Like I don't want to let go of not going to church, you know, at a physical building. It's like the reason why God has to prune you in this spiritual season is so you'll be blessed. One, you'll have more to eat, because why do I care if I bear more fruit? Well, more people can eat, more families can be fed, more seeds can fall to the ground, or people can go plant those seeds and then their family can eat. So it's like, you're being selfish when you don't want to prune. And that's the disrespectful part. Okay. And that's just, it is what it is. I just felt that in my soul. You know what I'm saying? It's selfish of you.
It is.
So you telling me you a whole apple tree and you in the middle of like a literal hunger desert, you know, these urban deserts, you know what I'm saying? So you a whole apple tree, but you refuse to be pruned. So the couple apples that you get, you just eat. Are you serious? No. God prune me so that I can bear more fruit, so I can feed my whole community and they can feed their children and their children can feed their children, you know? And the seeds can keep getting sown. But it's like, that's why we cannot risk not being pruned. Not at all. So that's why I say this is not a process where it's no punishment, but it's like, you can't take everybody with you where you're going. You can't carry that thought process everywhere you're going. You can't take the white man's always trying to hold me back where you're going. You know, you can't take women can't do that where you're going. So God has to prune your thoughts and your ideas, you know, and your nasty habits. They have to be pruned, because you ain't gonna be able to sit in that business meeting having that thought in your mind, because you're gonna miss your opportunity. So it's like, yes, let God prune you, because he knows where you're going. You don't know, but he knows where you can't go. So it's like, you need to be grateful when it's pruning season. You know what I'm saying? Some things, these no's out here where y'all getting no's and doors shut in your face, some of that's pruning. Nope. No, my daughter and my son can't have that. Nope. But God promises to finish that good work that he started in us, you know? Like, so it's like, you're not missing out. That FOMO has to go. That fear of missing out when that crew don't accept you, or that business deal falls through, or you don't get that particular building. It's like, here's Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we talked about sin to the right hand of the Father the other day and letting our enemies be our footstools. It's like, we need to get right with God. And the Lord loves us. So if you have come into the fold, you know, everything you're going through is for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they walked away from me. Good. Oh, they broke up with me. Good. Oh, they divorced me. Good. Good. Because if you're not supposed to be here in my life, as far as the east is to the west, I'm praying God removes you. And that's the idea you have to have in your mind when it's pruning season. It's like, if it ain't, that's so funny. And I know I'm on a rant, but LJ and I, when we are getting ready to like go through a big purchase or we're going to lose something, I'm like, Lord, if it ain't mine, take it. Take it. If it ain't mine, I don't want it. Is that my house? If it ain't, I don't want it. Is that my car? If it ain't, I don't want it. I don't want to stretch and try to make the extra payment or go broke. If it ain't mine, I don't want it. So it's like, yeah, let God prune you because God knows what you need. So you can, you know, run free. Sorry.
No, you're good. I don't think a lot of people understand that. That was powerful what you just said. Because in the midst of what a lot of people would call a loss, you're praying and you're reflecting on God and telling him, remove this thing from me.
Please take it.
If it's not going to help me for my greater purpose,
please,
for my greater
please
good.
Please take it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people wouldn't feel that way, Dice. I'm be honest with you. They would be depressed.
I don't want it.
What you mean my car getting repossessed? What you mean?
Oh, what my family going to think? I lost my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
What my friends gonna think? I don't got that job no more.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think, because my thing is, God provides. He's done it before. He'll do it again. You know, and that's just the attitude you have to know and you have to have, and you have to be all right. Oh, my credit gonna be messed up for 7 years. So maybe you're gonna walk into your greatest blessing in 8 years. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, let it go. And that's what I'm saying. Like, typically it's the pride. We were talking about pride yesterday, the pride of life, pride of flesh. Right, eyes, everything. And usually that's what God be pruning off, because we done got ourselves into a situation we were supposed to be in. So it's like, if we're not going to voluntarily lay it down, and I mean lay it down for good, God has to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a tree can't go back out there and pick its branch up and put it back on. And so spiritually, you have to know, like, when that thing gets snipped and it falls to the ground, leave it. Mm-hmm. Leave it right on there. So let God prune. Some of y'all need to start telling people, no, I can't. I already told you no. Ain't no coming back. Jesus told me I wasn't supposed to be with you. Don't call me next week talking about you coming over at 2 a.m. Like, don't do it. Same thing with business deals. Like, if this is a wrap, it's a wrap. I have to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and like I said, our pride is the only thing that keeps us from not accepting a pruning spiritually the right way. And just having a negative attitude, I'm trying to tell you guys, like, scripture is very clear. We need to be in right standing with God. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the attitude is, God, prune me. That's a heck of a prayer. I dare you to pray it today. A double dog dare you. It's my going, is that double dog? Why is the dog doubled? I don't know.
we never figured that out, you. But it was always double. It even went to triple dog dare.
The triple dog dare?
You were really.
Why I gotta keep
really
adding dogs
bold
to this?
Yeah, if you were really bold, you went to triple dog dare.
Yeah, I pray. Listen, you pray it. But you know what? If you want to get somewhere faster, if you're trying to produce more fruit, if you're trying to eat better, pray for that pruning.
Embracing spiritual pruning. We're talking about it. Listen, we got to go to a break. We're coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Holy Culture Radio is operated by the Core Link Solution, a 501c ministry dedicated to empowering people to reach their potential. If you feel led to contribute to this mission, visit www.holyculture.net/donations.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix. Your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry in the middle of this Real Talk conversation. Just talking about it, you know, embracing the purpose of pruning, embracing spiritual pruning. It's a process. And I think something that, we got to talk about a little bit, Dice, that heart check. I think a lot of people, and I'm speaking from experience, I think I was struggling too as well. I wasn't willing to let go of some of my behaviors that was hindering my spiritual growth. And for me, I had to take a heart check, Dice. I had to really look myself in the mirror and say, all right, do I want to change or do I don't want to change? Like either I'm going to do it or I'm not. That I'm always in that boat. It's like, if I'm going to go hard for something, whether it be good, I'm going to go hard for it. Whether it be bad, I'm going to go hard for it. But yes, I know for me, I had to do a heart check. because it was really some of the behaviors was on me. I was, to your point, blaming everybody else but myself, because some of these behaviors I need to check. I need to change. So if I want my spiritual growth to go to a new level, yeah, I got to get myself in order. So self-reflection, heart check, align that with God's purpose and getting your word. That's what helped me get through them truck times when I was being pruned and God was pruning me.
Man, that's good though. And it is tough, you know. I mean, trust me, this spiritual walk, it can be, you know, easy for some and but challenging for most. And I wanted to bring up the fig tree situation with Jesus in the Bible, right? Jesus was walking through, fig tree had leaves on it, like it should have fruit. It had no fruit. So you look like something you're not. You're cursed. Yeah, you're cursed. So this was a lesson God wanted us to have as an example of, there's an expectation of you to bear fruit. That is the expectation. It's an expectation that you will grow. It's an expectation that you are what you look like. And so for a lot of churches and a lot of pastors and a lot of Christians, you look like something, but you have no fruit. So if people start to follow you and they realize you're fake, you're phony, you have no fruit, they're going to starve.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that. You're going to be cursed doing that. You know, and typically everything that's done in the dark comes to the light. So concerning like ministries and stuff, they fall. Y'all look, oh, I saw this big old church. You know what I'm saying? They got parking lot ministry. You know, you got ministries in Africa. Yeah, okay. You got big leaves. These leaves are pretty. They got my attention. You know, people walking over here, they ready to eat. But when you're fruitless, that is an abomination. Like, naturally, that, like us being here on the earth, there's an expectation as soon as, you know, our mom gets us here, we start to grow. That's the expectation. We don't stay a baby. You know, there's a process when we're here. There's things that we're to be doing. We were made on purpose for a purpose. So we can't get stuck in your faith and think, this is just it. I've arrived. Okay, I'm going to keep everything I've learned up until when I was in Bible school or, you know, children's church, and that's it. And then I'm just going to go live my life. No, no, there's more. God has more for you and more for others through you. And that's how we should be getting down. So, you know, I don't know. God loves us. That's the truth, you know, and it's hard to have that mindset when you're going through, but if you just take a step back and know you're going to get through this the same way you got, God brought you through everything else. All right. If some things are getting cut off, let it be cut off. I never forget. We were in, Seattle, my husband and I, and we had just gotten to Seattle and he finally found a house that we could barely rent to keep all of our kids and all that. And he was like, the electricity ain't on, but the gas was on, you know? And I was like, man, bro, you know, I'm flying out here. And we had like one mattress and we just said, all right, we're going to take this mattress downstairs and put it in front of the fireplace. Lights was cut off. But in retrospect, it was like, why do we need the lights on in that big old house? Nobody was there. It was just him. It was like, you can't afford it. You even got something. You got the look. But this ain't it. So you ain't be able to take care of that thing that you went and got. Because you ain't set up. You're not financially in a good place to be able to handle this on one salary after you moved all the way across the country. And ain't nobody even here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, some things have to die. And our, what had to die was our idea of what we could afford all the time. It's like, yeah, y'all can't afford this $500,000 house. I'm sorry. You can't. It don't work like that. I don't care if you make $80,000. You can't afford it. You know, like that's a small amount of money for this house. So it's just like, some things have to die. And a lot of it is just us and our pride. That's what I'm saying. Like just having this pride of, I always got to make it look like I'm taking good care of everybody and I'm a superhero. And it's like, yeah, is that you or is that God saying, take care of everybody and be a superhero? Check yourself. Because when you start to get pruned, man, it hurts when your pride is wrapped up in it. You know, It hurts when you put everything into something that God didn't give you. Whether it's an idea or something you bought or whatever, a business you started, and then God's like, yeah, I'm going to cut that off next week. You're going to be like, wait a minute, wait. Yeah, I didn't tell you to go do that. What are you talking about? But other people love it. I didn't tell you to go do that. But I like her. I didn't tell you to be with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, yeah, we get stuck on ourselves and our pride, but that pruning process is so we grow, you know, and that's what God wants from us. He wants us to eat. So this is my thing. You know, I love food. So I'm like, I don't understand why people don't like to get pruned. I love to eat. That's why I'm like, ooh, when God takes something, I know I'm about to eat. That's why I get excited. I'm like, ooh, you cut that off. Ooh, I'm about to eat. Lord, I love apples. I love oranges. I love peaches. Like, what? So you telling me what? Remember I was saying the other day, I was like, man, when you give, you're blessed. That's why I love to give. I'm like, I will prune myself. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you telling me so I'm going to get more fruit? Yes, please take that. No, I just want to get this away. Like, I just start giving stuff away. No, I'm good. Like, if I think I got a little prideful attachment to it, I'm like, no, you can have that. I went and given fur coats away. Literally got in the car and drove because somebody on Instagram was like, ooh, I really like that coat you had on in the video. Where are you at? Oh, I'm at such and such church. Got in the car focused because I was attached to the coat. And I was like, I don't need this coat. Like, I was like, I need more coats. And that was my thought. I'm about to go get this coat away. I'm about to get in the car and sacrifice my time, my money. I don't know this girl. I don't even care. And when I roll up, they're going to be like, what? And that, I don't care about that either. And I'm going to take my behind home. And you know how many coats I got now?
Say plenty of them.
You know how many coats I got? Some of them got furs on them. I'm just saying, like, you have to know God prunes us spiritually for our growth, and so we can eat and feed others.
The beautiful thing about it too as well, Dice, you know, after the pruning season, listen, trust that after the pruning season, there will be growth in your fruitfulness. And I think that's what you just, you know, gave the example of, you sacrificing, you being able to bless others. And God has, listen, given you abundance of fur coats and rings and probably everything you probably wanted, like you said, and just trusting in that. And listen, if you keep that faith in that process, everything else will work itself out. When you talk about spiritual fruit, when you talk about the blessing of God, increased wisdom from God and knowing God, trusting him in that spiritual journey will just take you to a whole nother level.
Hey, focus. Wait a minute. We're talking about pruning. Well, no, I'm just saying it's just a fun fact. You know, I was working at Whole Foods and a lady came in and she was like, do you have any dried plums? You know, the little, you know, they look like a little peach, but smooth, but they're purple. And I kept saying no. And she's like, I saw online you have dried plums. And I was like, we don't have any dried plums. So we were going back and forth, you know, and I was one of them people that went to get the groceries and put the package together for Amazon. And I asked somebody that worked with me, I'm like, do we even have dried prunes? And they were like, Dice, they're called plums. Prunes are plums. Dried. So, you know, prunes, the ones your grandmother used to make you eat if you was constipated, or prune juice to get you flowing.
Drink it. Yeah, drink it. Lord help.
Yeah.
Those
are plums, Dice. So shout out to all of you who had no idea that, yeah, prunes or dried plums.
I thought That's everybody it. Knew that. Wow.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah,
I did not know.
It said it on the juice. No. We used to have to drink, to your point. And only the grandmothers had this. We ain't never had this at our house, but when we went to our Nana house, she had Nana the big one. You remember the big glass one?
Yes.
Yeah. With the white label. And we used to read it all the time. Yeah, we all did. Me and my cousin. She used to always give us all a glass. We like, Nana, we using the bathroom okay. We ain't nothing wrong with us. Take it. Yeah, she'd make us drink it. I was like, why? There ain't nothing wrong with it. Shouts out to the nanas that's punishing all these kids. Listen, if ain't why y'all just think y'all got these remedies and ain't nothing wrong with us. My system works.
I'm fine.
I go sit in the restroom and I can use the bathroom. Fine. What are we talking about? I want to make sure you're good. You ain't go enough today. What are you? I got to check in every time I go to the bathroom with my nana. Lord help me. It's a whole different time. You have to be right. We used to have to drink orange juice in the morning because we used to have our vitamin C. Like, uh-huh. I'm serious. It was like...
It was a regimen, right?
Nana, I just want some water. I don't want the orange juice today. Can I have some? Oh, I want some milk. I had cereal already with milk. Why I got to drink a glass of orange juice? I couldn't understand it. But shouts out to the nanas out there. doing what God told y'all to do.
Pruning season.
We got to go through a break. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
God made you different. Beautifully different. Unlike the faces you may swipe across on a screen, you are unique in every way. You contradict everything you sometimes believe, but you are perfect just the way you are, made by the Perfector. God made you to look just like Him, distinct in all of your features, separated from the world, but independently unique are you in everything you do, in every way you are. An original masterpiece created by the master. No two you exist. The handiwork of God is the one who created all of your quirks. Cherish being different. You're a part of a body, but not like any other. Valuable to this world in so many ways. Treasure the gift a beautiful God has put inside a beautiful you. You carry a purpose only you can fulfill. You play a role only you can play. Chosen and hand-knit by a beautiful God, a beautiful you. God made you different, beautifully different. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your Quick Fix.
Welcome back. You're tuned back into The Fix, your source of faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. And that's it for today, Dice. And another fun-packed show. We appreciate y'all waking up with us on this Tiptoe Tuesday. And we still got to talk about somebody named... With the last name West always in this trendy news, Dice. I feel like it's always somebody with the West. What's going on now? You know, I thought Kanye was doing it too much with his new wife and got her cheeks all on the gram. And now I find out.
Cheeks on the gram.
Yeah, I don't understand what type of this. I promise you, if the Lord blessed me with $100 million tomorrow, my wife still wouldn't let me put her cheeks on the ground. I promise. She probably would go to the safe. You took one of them.
My cheeks on the ground.
Yeah, so that's what we doing?
In my private home.
I can just say, no words. Listen, and I'm going to call Harford right now and let him know I'm collecting still. I'm still collecting. I wasn't in my right state of mind. Right. Mental health is real.
You disrespected me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that level just,
It doesn't make any sense. So we still praying for Kanye.
And I'll be with you. She be done broke the internet.
Oh.
You got you a cute wife. I'm laughing because I'm like, Kanye's wife ain't got nothing on your wife at all. But if your wife, that's why I said it's nothing but big ups to my sis. That's why I'm like, your friends, you have to get rid of all your friends because you'd be like, you know what? I don't even know why you came over here today.
Don't come over here no more.
Don't come over here no more.
Don't have me moving everything. Yeah, I had to move my house.
You had to move.
Know where I live now. No, I moved.
You had to move.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. But anyway, we have Kanye's daughter now in headline news. And what's going on with her, Dice? What's going on now?
Obviously, this child ain't got a grill in her face, you know. Here's the deal. When you're in Hollywood, I'll be real with you. I ain't giving Hollywood a pass, but it's a different life. It's a different world. You're trying to keep up. You're trying to be different. You're trying to stand out. You're trying to do things that make you look cool, especially if you have parents like, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. You're doing the most. And then you got the money, so your family gonna let you do it. I mean, what are we talking about? You know, I just think that if you're going to put some diamonds or get some grills and you're a girl, it can mess your enamel up. So I just wanted to bring that up because you can mess your enamel up. So it's hard. It's hard enough. Have you ever had braces?
I haven't, no.
Well, braces or retainer or any type, like when you start doing stuff to your teeth, it affects the enamel, like it, the glue and the different stuff that the dentist I have to do to your teeth. You know, like I've had a lot of work done, and I'm going to get some more work. Lord, if you bless me, I swear I'm probably about to snatch all these teeth out of my face and just get a whole new set. But the point is, once you start putting them diamonds and drilling holes in your teeth, it's hard to brush your teeth. And you could actually get some type of infection or plaque buildup, and you need your teeth to really eat. You know what I'm saying? So I just think this little girl is way too young to have a grill, but it's like, who are you going to talk to? You can't talk to her parents. Yeah, I mean, her parents, you know, are the ones allowing her to do these things. It's just unfortunate that we don't protect kids enough. I just feel like there has to be an age of parent that says, when you turn 18 and move out of my house and you can pay for it on your own, then go get your stuff. You know, like, then go tear your body up or put a however many tattoos or get a however many grills. Like, you know, like, they're, I don't know. I just feel like parents are not being parents enough today. I'll be honest with you. I feel like there's a little more parenting that we could do. And that's all I got to say about that. I mean, she's...
Yeah, I pray that they do start parenting too as well. I get that. Yeah, like you say, that between the both of them, they're billionaires or they both billionaires together. It doesn't matter. I just really want parents to be parents. I don't care how much money you make.
She's 10 years old, focus.
I know. And that's the problem I have. She's still growing. That's what we talked about, you know, with the whole Dwayne Wade situation.
And she could have a pop-out grill. It could be pop-out-ish. I'm praying to God it's a pop-out.
That don't look pop-out-ish, Dice. I mean, I'm looking at the picture just like you. This don't look pop-up like it pop-out. This don't look like it's over her teeth. This looks like it's in the middle of her teeth. And it looks like real diamonds. It looks like somebody's wish they, you know, it's somebody out there wishing they can get 4 carats.
She might have pop-outs. I mean, I don't know. But if it's not... Like I'm saying, it don't matter the age at this point. And shout out to all the dentists and doctors out here who do these things. All I'm saying is, once you drill into your teeth or you put something permanent around your teeth, there's some extra special care that you have to take to make sure that, you know, you got your teeth okay. That's it. So, all right, 10-year-old got diamonds in her mouth. I don't know.
I don't either. How good was Ray Duggar today?
You just segue like that. I don't either.
Yeah. I don't know either. We praying for her too as well. But Ray Duggar was good, wasn't he?
Fire. As always. He's just going to keep it real. And I love him because he's been through so much. And he keeps it a million with y'all. And this man has been very transparent online, you know, through the whole of last year. And my heart just grew for him, because I was like, he said a lot, he went through a lot. Remember, I think he even had a family member, close family member, get online and just the recklessness. So you're like, this brother has been fighting for his safety, for his heart, for his spirituality. Like, he's been fighting for relationship. And the stuff he was saying, like, when you see confirmation online from other people, you're like, man, brother, like, that's why we need to pray for him even more. But I just love his heart, man. He's not giving up on God. He's not giving up on people. And he's a great example of what it looks like to be a Christian and walk a very shaky, scary walk, you know? So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He does well.
Yes. And I pray y'all enjoyed that conversation we talked about today on pruning. It's pruning season. Especially for, you know, all y'all in the Midwest here where, you know, it's cold. So you might as well be in your word, because you're in the house with snow. So you might as well put the remote down and pick up that smartphone and start Googling some scriptures. Start breaking down some text and just sitting with the word and figuring out what you need to do. What areas do you need to get better at? Who do you need to let go? I know it's still early in the year, but some of y'all need to do some pruning with some of your friends, some of your circle. You think they're your partners. You think they're your friends, your girlfriends or whatever. No, they ain't. You need to be in new circles. You need a new mindset. So I pray that blessed them, Dice. I know it blessed me.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. I also pray. I hope it blessed somebody. And y'all make sure I got your notebook. Take some notes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, take some notes. Nothing. We gone. That's it for today. We love y'all. We are gone. Listen, they ain't got all the 4 hours they're going to get. That's it.
Ain't no more 4 hours. Till tomorrow.
It's right. Over. It's till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow.
Shouts out to our brother. We got a super talented artist, producer joining us tomorrow. Caso. He be doing this tomorrow. So, so I'm looking forward to him hopping on tomorrow. That's going to be a great conversation we're going to have with him. And y'all know Dice going to take y'all to church, so y'all minds will get ready. We ain't letting off. This is one of them weeks, y'all, so I know it might get a little tight. So just open your collar a little bit and just, breathe. Get you some water. Just, when you're around your collar, get a little tight, Dice.
Don't worry about it. I know, right? No, it's good. It's good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We're just having fun top of the year, just trying to get you right. Make sure, you run through this 2024 with all the tools you need to be the best version of you. So that's it. That's it. So yeah, it's right here. Run and tell a friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Please tell a friend. Catch us tomorrow. Same time, same place. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive. Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal. Fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.